礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他在走廊里遇到了美国同事 Amy。
哎 Amy， 你现在有空吗？
Sure， 什么事？
哎呀， Todd 这个人呐，真是奇怪，有时候我打电话给他，他明明在办公室而且也不忙，他就是不接电话。我只好在电话里给他留言，可他呀等好几个小时才回电话，有的时候根本连回都不回啊。
How does that make you feel？
让我觉得我自己好像是无足轻重，我不愿意跟这种人共事。
That happens when we use voicemail to hide from other people. Voicemail makes it easy to ignore callers.
我有的时候也不接电话，让打电话的人留言，比如我手头工作急着要完成的时候。 Is that wrong?
No, that's a perfect reason to use voicemail. All of us have times when we need to work without interruption.
可有人呢，就从来不接电话，你电话打过去一定是留言，你这样下次谁还找你啊？
没错， It doesn't take long for people to determine who is responsive and values their callers, and they call those people instead.
他们这样做呀，不仅会得罪人，还会失去很多机会。我倒要看看这个 Todd 什么时候才回我的电话。
Amy 第二天午饭时间又遇到了陈豪。
陈豪，I am curious, did Todd ever call you back yesterday?
No, 他一直没给我回电话。我觉得他这样做非常不礼貌哎。
Totally rude. It is quite one thing to use your voicemail when you can't be interrupted, but to use it all day for your own convenience is disrespectful of other people and their time.
这确实是对我的一种不尊重。说实话，如果能从别人那儿得到我需要的信息啊，我以后是不会再去找他的。我觉得Todd 不是那种能愉快共事的人。
There are people who think that they are too important to answer their own phone and always use voicemail or someone else to answer for them.
不过据我所知啊，一些非常成功的人士反倒有时候亲自接电话。 Amy 啊，一般情况下我们什么时候可以让别人留言而不失礼呢？
Send your calls to your voicemail when you have someone in your office.When you need to concentrate on a project, or when you're away from your desk.
啊，办公室正好有人谈事儿的时候，手头有工作赶着要完成的时候，或者是不在办公室的时候，这些时候都可以让别人在电话上留言。
Otherwise, if your job or your business depends on relationships with other people, make yourself available.
对呀，不管是谁，打电话都希望能找到自己要找的人。